Hello, is Katina Alexander there?
This is she.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes and yes.
Thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race?
African American.
Thank you very much. And to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
51.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. If you use a 10, if it is the most important, a 5, if it is somewhat important, and 0, if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is improving K-12 education.
10.
Then we have reducing substance abuse in our communities.
5.
Then we have making college more affordable.
10.
And then we have lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10. 10.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black people?
I think they're staying about the same.
Thank you. And do you believe the health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white community?
I think they're worse.
Thank you. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. Is it marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, or opioids and fentanyl?
I think fentanyl and marijuana, those two options.
Thank you very much. So, fentanyl and marijuana. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called a tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Yes, I agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not at all familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one is e-cigarettes or vapes.
Somewhat familiar.
Then we have heat-not-burn tobacco products.
Not at all familiar.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to give you additional information about smoking in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains as the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Do you think it's more government restriction and bans, introduction to smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, or the cost of smoking has gone up?
I am not a smoker. I know nothing about cigarettes and those products, but my aunt still smokes. She's the only one in the family. So maybe the cost of tobacco, or cost of cigarettes has gone up.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first one is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Or, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription drugs or medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce the long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. Between the first one,
statement 2,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I think more.
And do you think is much more or somewhat more harmful?
I think it's much more.
Thank you.
Much more harmful.
Now, before we finish, I want to read some of the statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each statement using a scale of from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with a statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Excuse me. The first one is, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke.
Disagree. Okay, so to disagree is, I'm sorry,
zero.
I got lost in the
yes.
Okay, 0. Okay, so I disagree, 0.
Thank you. Then we have the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death.
5.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes each year is not the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can't pretend, or we can just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives each year.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you for the last time. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Yes, I agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
And cigars?
No.
Thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 of, years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Is it wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you say you're a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, Mama. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.